Bentham, timed as he was with the French Revolution, helped to refocus power, reminding those who rule, legislate, or the sovereign legislator is what Bentham calls the philosopher king, which is what Plato called them, have to do more than explain what the law is. They must be using the law to achieve the goal of perfection. Defined operationally by Bentham, as he was a practical man, as the greatest happiness of the greatest number, i.e. they must know what they want. They must have a vision. The importance of this is incalculable, and controlling the definitions only makes sense. Literally making sense, telling a coherent story, only if you have a vision, a goal that you're directing your efforts to. Vision means looking long, and that's implied when you read Bentham in his notion of continuous development. Seeing long means scrutinizing everything you do to ensure it's moving toward the ultimate goal. For example, if you're worried, and this relates to these articles in Epoch Times this week, if you're worried about the uprising in the Arab world, or the threat of state sovereignty in the Asian world, you jump in with your economy lexicon and remind the Arab states and the Asian states who pulls the global economic strings. That is to say, prices, costs, which means ultimately controlling the cattle. And so for power, life itself. 11. Given what Bentham has shown us, particularly about violence and coercion most crude, and the importance of the people internalizing discipline, we're going to have to revisit that Moeller article on nation state and whether or not we need to be done with it, power speaking to itself. A quote I'd like to share from Bentham on this, quote, "That which is law is, in different countries, widely different, while that which ought to be is in all countries, to a great degree, the same. The expositor of the law, therefore, is always the citizen of this or that particular country. The censor, which is what the philosopher king, he says, should be, is or ought to be the citizen of the world." Just to explain, Bentham believes that the philosopher king has two sides. He has to be the expositor who explains and implements the law, has to explain what is, but perhaps most importantly, what ought to be. And he calls that role the censor. The censor is or ought to be the citizen of the world, unquote. Of course, for Tesla, and I'm in his camp, that uniformity would be peace and freedom from necessity.